Okay, Rabbi Sai.
What page are we on?
We are on page...
16A.
16A, Tesayim.
15?
16.
16A.
Yeah, but we're, just for a second, we're going to...
16A.
We're going to review just for a second, because it's going to be important for the piece of, for the piece of Gemara. So we have basically six rules.
We have to know all about Egyptian beans.
Egyptian beans, they are, they're, as we noted yesterday at the end, it's, the Rambam does an unbelievable job in just, you know, going through them, and Chaim Kanievsky in his Derech Emunah also repeats them. But the bottom line is this, the Egyptian bean is grown for two purposes. It's grown for its seeds, and it's grown for its...
Leaves.
Leaves, for the greens, like a vegetable. So the seeds have a different status for Meiser than the vegetables. Let's just say, according to the Rambam, it's Achlish, that was the easier way we thought of learning the Gemara. You could say it's when they're mushrash. But the point is, because of that, it may change when the different Meiser years for, even in the same vegetable, the same planting, it's going to change for Zera, right? One of the things we said was, in the third rule, if it was for Zera, if your intent is for Zera, so is Lashavar, the whole thing. If your intent is for Yerek, it's Lahaba, it's for the next year, because Yerek is La'achar Likitasa Isurai. It depends when you plant. If it's for both, right, we said in the third rule, if it was for both, or you changed your mind, if you changed your mind before Rosh Hashanah and you had gathered some seeds, so the whole thing could be for seeds. If not, if it was afterwards, so again, same rule. Zera is for the year before, and the Yerek is for the year after. And then we had another rule regarding, you could change your mind completely for Yerek, and that'll always count. And then we had a rule about changing your mind from Yerek to Zera. You can only do it if you take certain actions, or don't take certain actions. And then we had the rule we're about to discuss. And Reb David asked this question yesterday, and I said, I don't know. That's because I didn't properly prepare, because it's obvious when we learned today's Gemara. You asked, the next rule is, if you planted this Pulah Mitzri, and you had your intent for Zera, but then it was a very fast-growing crop that year, and everything grew completely before Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Gemara, the Braisa said, it's all for the year before, the four Rosh Hashanah, because everything grew before Rosh Hashanah. Let's say, right? So it's not, it wasn't, it's not split. That's the point, right? And that's what we learned right at the bottom of 20, of 15Bs, Tosfot Mabeis. We said, Zeroy is Lazera, Va'asa Kulin Kutsatsin Gemurin Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. They fully developed, Zaroy Misasr Lashavar, and Yarkim Misasr Lashaski Likitasa Isurai. Oh, it's exactly what the opposite of what I just said. So if it's fully grown, okay, if it's fully grown before Rosh Hashanah, even though it's before Rosh Hashanah, it took on its own identity. It's not Nigrar Basar Yor Machshava, because the Teva took care of it, okay? You can't say, oh, I had in mind only for Zera. It just grew up before its Hevi Shlish, by the time it was, right? By time, for Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's split. It depends on when you harvest it. If you harvest it for Rosh Hashanah, it'll be the year before, and harvest it after. But it's not, even though it's Zeroy Lazera, which usually we said is totally Lazera, right? Here, it's going to have a split identity. because it grew quickly. Next page, right? We did this last night again. We're chazering. Good morning, Miktsasei Loy Asa. But let's say not the whole plan. It was mixed, right? Now on that we said Hadahi. That's what the Chacham teach us. Tzayver Garna Losaycha Vinimsa Ma'isa Mazara Al Yarkam Yarka Azari. It is not a split. It is not split. Because it's only split when the Yerek takes on its own identity. If you had in mind Zera, right? If you had in mind Zera, it takes on its own identity if all of it grew before Rosh Hashanah. If it was mixed, no, it's all the same. And you could be Maisha, your Maisha with Zara Yakar, Yakar Maisha, Yakar Al Zari. Okay? Understood? Because it wasn't uniform. The Brisa requires uniformity. Okay? So now, Tanarev Avudma Dechefa, this is new Gemara. Again, we're on 16a, Tesayim and Aleph, the fourth line. Tanarev Avudma Dechefa, by Filu Loi Asa Kulai Kitsatsin Gemurin Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Zari misasa l'sha'avar yark misasa l'sha'asa k'tasi yisurei. We just said, the Brisa just said, what? That if some grew before Rosh Hashanah and some grew after Rosh Hashanah, the Yerek does not take on its own identity. It's all one. It's all one, and it's Meiser one from the other. Says Rav Avudma, no.
He's chaylik on the fifth rule.
It seems like he's chaylik on, but just one second on it's the sixth rule. It's really the safe of the sixth. Okay, it seems like he's being chaylik, right? Afilu, he says, afilu loy also kulan katzasin gemur by Rosh Hashanah, which is the same as miktsasei, right? It's the same as miktsasei. Zari masasal shavar yarkam masasal shas katzasei surai. It has the same din as if all of them were Asa, Katsas, and Gemurin. Amar Rabbi Yaisa, what is he talking about? What he's talking about is that he intended, this is a case to answer Reb David's question, okay? This is a case of a mixed intent again. So Rav Vudma is bringing, in essence, a seventh case, right? The last case in the Brisa was Kula Lazera, and they made Ketzotzin, either all or partial, okay? Here we're saying partly Lazera and partly the Yerek, and they made Miktsotzin, right? So Rabbi Yaisa adds to make Rav Avudmi make some sense and not be choylik on the brisa. Here we're talking about a mixed case, and he had in mind he was still intending to have it all for Zera all the way through the shlish period before Rosh Hashanah. He was intending that, and then he changed his mind. He said no, he wanted Zera and Yerek. That's where Rav Avudmi says, when he changed his mind after the shlish, it is two different, it's independent. It's l'sha'avar and l'haba. L'sha'avar for the zera and l'haba for the yerek, right? Aval im hevi shlish l'machsheves yerek. But if it's the way we thought, that before he had Yerek, before he wanted to do Yerek, it was not yet a shlish. So he had in mind Zera and Yerek. Efshel loymar Zara mishasal shavu Yarkav mishasal l'katos b'shasal katos yisurai ba'at Omar tzayver es garnu l'saycha v'nimtza masan Zari al Yarkav miyarkar Zari. This is all saying, I've said it quickly because it's all saying, you're not going to be chaylik with the brisa, Rav Avudma. You don't have a right to be chaylik in the brisa. So what you're saying is you're introducing a new case. And what you're saying is when you had a mixed use, and that's what the footnote says. although the Brisa, footnote 4, although the Brisa ruled that when only part of the crop is ready to be harvested, all of the produce must be combined and tied together, there are certain circumstances in which the greens retain their identity, namely where the owner's decision to use the greens came after the produce had already reached the third. So if you have that case... It depends on when the owner changes his mind. And what does it sound like? And this is what I would like to say. This is the Kiddush I'd like to say. Basically, what Rabbi Vudma is saying is that this case, even though it's a case of Kutsasin, this new case of growing, has the same halacha as the third rule. That is exactly the halacha of the third rule, where you had intention for both, right? It's a split where you have intention, where you had intention for both, and it only happens. You change that intention after Hevi Shlish. Remember the third case. You changed your intention after Hevi Shlish. Okay, then it has a separate identity. Okay, Zarim Misasal Shavar Yarkim Misasal Misasketasi Surai. Says Rav Avudmi, if it's the same situation where you started with Zera and it grew a Shlish, okay, and then you intended for Yerek after the Shlish, I don't care if it was maybe Kitzatzin, if you had this growth. It's the same as the third rule. It's a split between Lisha Avar and Lahabba. Okay? Ayan, if you want to see it better summarized than I have, because I don't have it clear enough, look at the Rambam, and then the Derech Amunah like kills it completely. I mean, like, it's whatever. You'll take a look. Meiser Sheni. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, and he just it's right at the end. It's right at the end. He has a sifkat and he just goes through the whole thing. Okay. Ayin Shem. So next Amid Beis. Now we're on 15B. So now we're going to deal. 16B. I'm sorry. 16B. Now we're going to deal with a very similar situation. Okay? Which is, now we were, up until now, we're still on Pulah Mitzri. Okay? But we were, because they had different personalities, different uses, one for the Zera and one for the Yerek, it made a difference in the Shnas HaMaiser, which we were talking about second year or third year. Now, how about Shemitah? How is that going to play out where you're planting it right before Shemitah and you plant it for Zera or for Yerek? How does that play out? So it's going to be very similar. You're going to recognize this. Zoroi LaZera. If your intent was, but let me just say this. Footnote 1, very important. It's gonna come up again. The question is what we're talking about, what Isser we're talking about. There is a rabbinic Isser of Svichen, right? That is something that you plant even before Shemitah, but grows on Shemitah, vegetables specifically. Chacham said, Asser. It's not even Kedusha Shvius, because we're worried about people, since it's hard to know when you exactly planted the vegetables, we're worried about Ramayim, we're worried about people that are going to take advantage of the situation, the Chacham made Gzeira of Svichen. So Svichen, in a sense, is more Chomer than the Shvius. Shvius can be eaten with Kedusha Shvius. Svichen can't be eaten at all. Okay? If indeed it is planted, right? But that's the Rambam Shita. We're talking about Svichen. The Rash, you'll see in that footnote, says Svichen does not apply, and this is very logical, Svichen does not apply to plants that are planted, that began growing, I should say, before Shvius. If they began growing before Shvius, they don't apply. So we're going to get into a situation like, what are we talking about here? Also, we're about to get Asr Mutter. He interprets this meaning, do they have a din shvius or do they not have a din shvius? That's what we're talking about according to the Rash. According to the Rambam, you see it's Kapaskin in the Rambam, before talking about a din of svichen here. right here with this pull-on mitzri. So, pull-on mitzri, zaroi lazera. You planted it for seeds lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Shvias, before the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, the Nichlas HaShvias, and then Shvias started, Shemitah started, Ben Zaroi, Ben Yarkoi, Mutter. Okay? They are permitted because if we said if the intent is only for Zera, we go after, right, Hashrasha, or according to the Rambam, Hevishlish. So we're talking about here a case of Hevishlish before Rosh Hashanah. The whole thing's mutter, don't worry about it. Both the Zera and the Yerek, right? Let's say Zeroya Le Yerek, which goes after Lakita, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shvias, before Shemitah, V'nichas HaShvias, and then Shemitah comes in, Ben Zara Ben Yarkoi Yasser. Your intent is only for vegetables. It is Usser, according to the Rambam. It's an Isser Svichin, according to the Rash. It has a Kedushas Shvias, okay? Because basar likuta isura, vegetables go after when you picked it. You didn't pick it before Shemitah, okay? Zoroi lezera uli yerek, right? Again, our mixed intent, which we said before, if it was heavy shlish before, it can go kuli lezera. So what's the din if it's lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shvias? If you did that before the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, v'nichas HaShvias, and then Shvias comes. Pshita zarei mutter. It's obvious that the part that you're, right, that whatever zera you have, not the part, whatever zera you have there, since your intent was zera, and it goes l'sha'avar, it is mutter. It's before Shvias, right? Yarkoi mahu. But how about the yerek? Do you say it's all nigrar after the zera, or does it have its own identity? Tani Rabbi Chiya aser. Rabbi Chiya taught that it is aser, either because of Svichin or because of Hazadusha Shvias, Tanu Rebbe Chalaftim and Shalom, Mutter, it is Mutter. Mandi Amra Mutter. The one that says it's Mutter, who's Rebbe Chalaftim and Shalom, he'll say Dvar Torah. It's Mutter Minat Torah, because, look at footnote 5, a person, if it's a mixed intent, a person would never have in mind to, if he could grow something that's mutter, he would never have in mind something that's usser, right? So if he has the mixed intent, he will have had it in mind that the zera and the yerek should be nigra after the zera, and it is mutter, okay? That's what it means, Dvar Torah. I'll read it to you, because I'm not sure it's clear. Presumably, the owner's intent to use the greens did not extend to the produce that would be picked during Shvias. For such intent would accomplish nothing other than to make those greens forbidden. Why should we assume that he would do this, instead of simply deciding the produce that is picked during Shvias will be used for the seed alone, thus giving it the same law as crop that was planted exclusively? Of course, the problem I have with understanding it and with explaining it is because it says Zeroy Lazera Ola Yerek. So what does it mean you have an intent of Yerek for Zera? But that's how the Mara Folda understands it.
He's saying that you can use the Yerek as seed.
I don't think he's saying that. I think Yerek is Yerek. Yerek is Yerek. Zera is Zera. I think he's saying, just like we learned before, right, Reb David, just like we learned in the rule of Pula Mitzri with Meiser, that if you had a mixed intent and it was Hevi Shlish, it was Kuli Lazera, same thing here. An intent for both, but that's what you intended, that it should be for both and it should have a din of Zera, and therefore it should be Mutter. Therefore, if it, on Shvias, when it grows, I'm allowed to eat the greens because it was Lazera. That's how your intent played out.
Right.
Okay? Rabbi Simon Bar Zavda, okay, sorry.
That's not what number 5 is saying.
I think it is.
I don't think so.
Okay, you tell me what you think it's saying. Tell me.
Let's read it. Presumably, the owner's intent to use the greens did not extend to produce that would be picked during Shvias, which would be Yerek, but such intent would accomplish nothing other than to make these greens forbidden. simply deciding on the produce that is picked during the shrias will be used for its seed alone, thus giving it the same law as a crop that was planted.
Okay, it'll be used for its seed.
Read six after.
Yeah, but it'll be used for its seed. Reb David. It'll be used for its seed, but it's also but it's going to be nigrar after its seed. But it is yerek. It's not like you have to plant the yerek into the ground.
So that was what I asked before. So you have yerek that is going to be used for zera. Right?
No. You're going to have a pull hametzri plant, which produces zera and yerek, and you want it for both, and it's nigrar after zera. And it's, in other words, when the whole plant grows, your ikur intent is for the zera in it. That's what you just read. That's what your main intent is. Because if you had a mixed intent for zera and yerek, and you really wanted to use the yerek, it's going to be usur, because it's because of shmita. So, when the Gemara started out the case, Zeroy Lezera Ula Yerek, right? Some kind of mixed intent going on there. But your Iker intent is going to be Zera, so whatever Yerek you pull out, of Avada, you're going to use it for Zera. Avada, you're going to use it for Zera. But the Tuffle is going to be the Yerek, and you're going to be able to use it on Shvias. That's how I understand it. Okay? Mandi Amr Aser basically agrees with that statement, what we just said. In other words, you should be able to use the yerek, but it's also but name marasa ayin, because people who will think, oh, you planted it on shvias and so on. So name marasa ayin, it is osur. So Reb Simon Bar Zavda ba'ah kume Reb Yaisa. So the Reb Simon Bar Zavda asked in front of Reb Yaisa, v'afil ha'chlas behemta ye osur but name marasa ayin. We usually have a din. That's svichen, and let's just assume we're talking about the isser of svichen. Svichen are not allowed to be fed to an animal. And I think even if something is kedusha shvius, I don't think you're allowed to feed it to an animal. If the ikker is meichel is lebnei adam. If the ikker meichel is lebnei adam, you can't feed it to an animal. So what? No matter what you're talking about, svichen, shvius, can't feed it to an animal. But here, it's not osser dvar taira. Here, we're only saying if it's osser, it's osser bipnei Marasayan. Do you have an isser to feed it to an animal if the isser is only Marasayan? That's what the question was. Okay? 16b2. So the Gemara responds, and Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosa answered Rabbi Simon Bar Zavdi as follows, Lo yitin loy levnai v'loy l'shluchai. The halach is like this. You may not give the irakas not to your son and not to your messenger, and do not harvest it, do not pick it in a masuradika way. Like you take a whole row and you go down the row. You have to use it and you have to harvest it, pick it in a very, very minimal way. So it's not nicker that you're doing any real harvesting on Shvias. But If you do pick small quantities, you can feed your animal with it. It wouldn't be also to do that. I'm Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun, nekra haguma mutter. Even though you're not allowed to go ahead and pick it in large quantities, if a stem became detached, it's permissible to take all of the greens that are attached to that stem. Even obviously, if you didn't really mean to take that particular stem. If it happened, it happened. Vafilu kaman d'amar asur, even if you hold that it's asur to collect the greens, that it's marasa ayin, hayalaikev, enimtza b'saycha yerek, mutter, if one was collecting for seeds, you hear this from David, if you're collecting it for seeds, but you did find yerek, you could use the yerek. That's the pshat. I think that's what you were trying to convey. You're really collecting it for seeds, but there's yerek there. It has to be like memela. It can't be like the ikka thing you're using it for. Okay? We could go on to Yad Zion, because this is basically, it's very quickly. And we just learned okay? And we're going to tell a story. Kadar Barnash. And this, again, we're trying to convey the halacha that you're not allowed to collect it in a major way. You just collect small quantities. That's how you go ahead and do it. So there was a person, all ton asar mesorim deluvi maaser l'Rebbe Yirmiyah. He went up carrying 10 bunches of pular mitzri as maaser to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a Levi, and he wanted to give this maaser to Rabbi Yirmiyah because this had a din of sixth year. So it was chayv a maaseris, right? So he said, okay, I have all this pular mitzri. It's mutter because it has a din of shana shishas. Let me collect all of it and give it to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Omer Leh, Rabbi Yirmiyah told this person, Loi tu aveit kain. Don't ever do this again. Loi silkat el atzorcha deliftza. When we say small quantities, we only mean collecting enough to put it like on the bottom of your frying pan as something that's going to taste good. Okay? Okay, we can make a run for it for the mission. It's basically the same thing. So we've just been discussing planting right before the Rosh Hashanah, sixth year Rosh Hashanah of this into the seventh. How about if a person is a balavera? The Rambam learns this. He does the wrong thing. He plants. Yeah, he plants on Shemitah going into the eighth year. What's the din there? Zorei Lazer Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis, Benichas Hashminis Ben Zareh Beharkei Yasser. It is Yasser. Forget it. You're not allowed to use that. Zorei LeYerek Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis. Let's say you planted it for Rosh Hashanah for the eighth year, right? For Lekita, Benichas Hashminis Ben Zareh Ben Yarkei Mutter, because your intent was for Yerek, right? And Yerek is Basar Lekita. That's what it says. It says, I don't know if you can, but if you did, it's mutter. Okay? That's what footnote 7. Since it was planted for greens alone, all the bones are judged according to in this case. Therefore, the harvest took place after the departure of Shvias. Okay? Zeroy lezera uli yerek lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis, which usually in the case goes buster that when you planted it, benichas Hashminis zari aser, but viyarkei mutter, then again it is split. The Zera is Usser, the Yerek is Mutter for the next year. Okay, it is a split decision. Okay?
I think
this is all B'diavit, if you did it. B'diavit, if you did it.
Why would it be Mutter? I mean, if it was
Look at footnote 4. According to the Rambam, look at footnote 4. According to the Rambam, the ensuing cases refer to a crop that is illegally planted by a Jew. Although the halakha requires an illegally planted crop be uprooted, if this was not done, the produce was permitted. Mm-hmm. So
you're going to have a case of Chayte Nisker.
Yeah, it's Chayte Nisker, yeah. You hear that, Shlomi from Israel? Shlomi from Israel is here.
What time is the middle of the night over there?
No, you got up early, Shlomi. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare.
You woke me up.
Shlomi, I didn't mean to set off any alarms there. I hope you don't have the horns blowing now that I woke you up.
So it's a machlokus whether it's mutter or not. You couldn't arrive it in the next paragraph.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Ayin Alacha, look at Derech Amuna Bir Alacha to 4:15. That's referred to Hilchos Shemitah B'Yovel. Okay?
If anybody's interested, tomorrow night in this location, Rabbi Katz is making